Hi, welcome back to the Ramble Room. Back when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were both seeking the presidential nomination from the Democratic Party, a little debate took place. This is just a small excerpt.
You did bring up assault weapons here, and many of you on this stage have talked about executive orders. Senator Harris, you have said that you would take executive action on guns within your first 100 days, including banning imports of AR-15 assault weapons.
That's right.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can, many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
It was recently announced that this administration would now be known as the Biden-Harris administration. And I just have to ask this question. Who's really in charge? Does that frighten you?